CNN warns very real possibility Trump could win it all in 2024. By Hannah Blow on July 31, 2023. There is a very real possibility former President Donald Trump could win it all and return to the White House. CNN warned in a Sunday piece, observing the former president is in a better position to win the general election now than he was in 2020. A CNN piece authored by Harry Enten warns the possibility of Trump winning the general election and returning to the White House is very real. Despite the narrative of critics who surmise that the radical left wants Trump to be the nominee, a narrative wholly rejected by many conservatives, particularly in light of the Biden Department of Justice, DOJ, relentlessly targeting the former president and GOP frontrunner. This is harassment. This is election interference, Trump told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview when asked about the superseding indictment and additional charges. Where's Biden with all the documents? He's got 20 times, 30 times the documents I have. And he has not made it easy for them either. He has been hiding boxes, you explain that one. You don't even hear about it. All you hear about is Trump. No, this is a two-tier system of injustice. That's what we have. We have a sick country. Our country is very sick right now. We have a failing nation and it's a very sad thing to watch. He continued, pointing to the state of sheer hypocrisy. Video, Trump on Jack Smith's superseding indictment, this is harassment. Despite the continued targeting of Trump, CNN observes that Trump is not only in a historically strong position for a non-incumbent to win the Republican nomination, but he is in a better position to win the general election than at any point during the 2020 cycle and almost at any point during the 2016 cycle. It cites Trump's domination in the polls, as he is garnering majority support in the primary and national and state level polls. A New York Times/Siena poll released this week, for example, found Trump leading the GOP primary field with support from 54% of Republicans, 37 points ahead of DeSantis. The CNN article observed that it is rare for a candidate to overcome a deficit greater than 30 points at this point in the election, and Trump's strength in the early primary states of Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina further diminishes his challenger's chances to overcome these gaps. Per CNN, a look back at past polls does show candidates coming back from deficits greater than 10 points to win the nomination, but none greater than 30 points at this point. In fact, the biggest comebacks when you average all the polls in the second half of the year before the election top out at about 20 points. Democrats George McGovern in 1972, Jimmy Carter in 1976 and Barack Obama in 2008. The article also pointed to surveys showing a head-to-head matchup against Trump and President Biden. And while it concluded that the close surveys should not come as a surprise, it concludes that the 2024 presidential election will probably come down to a few swing states. The good news for Democrats is that general election polling, unlike primary polling, is not predictive at this point. Things can most certainly change, it concluded, attempting to end with a positive note but warning that the chance of Trump returning to the White House stands as a very real possibility. Related Donald Trump Jr., it took a Trump character to expose the full extent of swamp corruption.